Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for August 16th through 20th. Oh my gosh. Why did we not kick off the summer this way?
I have no idea.
This is really...
Yes.
We're getting steamy. We're getting secretive. Well, I mean, we've been secretive, but... So where do you even want to start?
I'm letting you start this time.
Oh, geez.
You get to pick. I always just kind of go for it.
Do we want to start with nerd or do we want to start with storyline?
I love your nerd. Go ahead.
Okay. A turret and a parapet are not interchangeable. Are we now saying turret, though, because Cameron Matheson is from All My Children? And remember, All My Children, they always talk about going to the turret. But I don't think he was part of the whole turret conversation.
No.
Okay. But... The turret is the part of, it's like the round top part of a castle. The parapet is the thing that you stand on.
Right.
It's the balcony. Why are we now calling it a
parapet?
A parapet.
Let's make our own word.
Why are they now calling it a turret instead of what it is? And it's a parapet.
It is. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to what they called it. I was more focused on being annoyed that they're pretending that Joss is Emma still.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed. Remember whenever we used to? No, you didn't, Joss. You were a baby. Or you were running around in a corn outfit. You were not doing this stuff. That was Emma.
Should we? Okay, so we have to. Thankfully, they didn't talk about it this week. We're going to do the 411. I'm going to tentatively confirm that next week's, so not this upcoming 411, not the 26th, but September 2nd, our 411 goal is to straighten out the Hayden Nicholas bullet thing, gummadoodle.
Yes.
Should we do the same thing with Joss and Emma and be like, no, this is what Emma did. This is what Joss was doing then. Like pooping in her diaper. She wasn't that much younger than them, but
she just wasn't there for those scenes. Right? She wasn't part of the whole chupacabra or whatever the heck it was called.
No, that was Emma.
Right. But I was thinking maybe Emma was there and Joss was there and I was just remembering wrong.
Oh, Jake.
It was the three of them.
It was Jake that had the chupacabra because we just talked about that with Hudson West. Go back and listen to our 411 interview with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Joss was nowhere to be found.
I'll double check it,
but I'm almost positive. No.
I'll be honest. I did not go back and double check that though. She could have been.
I'm pretty sure.
But that was 4 years
wasn't.
Ago. No, because she's been on the show longer.
But I'm pretty sure that she wasn't because that was part of the whole magic act thingy at the nurse's ball.
Yes.
And that was them going after Emma. Because that was the whole tango. Remember how much I hate the tango.
Yes. All right. Eden joined in October 2015.
Okay.
Oh, so she would have already been aged up then. She aged up before they did.
Yes.
Okay. Because she leapfrogged them, and then they... Yeah, because William Lipton's only been on for 3 years.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he just had an anniversary. Sorry about that. Not sorry about your anniversary.
Sorry that we missed
it. Sorry we missed it, yeah. Okay, yeah, we're just going to have to do that whole timeline.
It's just going to frustrate me, though, because I was getting mad as they were talking about it. That was Emma, not Joss. Anyway, so I'm sorry I didn't realize that they said that they're interchanging parapet and turret.
That's really all I had on that. Okay, so now you go.
I don't like the girlfriend.
Esme.
Esme. Thank you.
I've never met a Jocelyn that spells her name with two S's like, ooh, creepy.
Right. And who says the first time they meet someone, oh, I've heard about your scar from what?
Right.
No. First of all, Spencer shouldn't have been handing out that information.
No.
But even if he was.
It's not like she has.
I wouldn't say to you like, hey, I heard about your whatever. Come on.
Well, and her scar is from her kidney, which you don't see.
Right.
It's not like if the first time that he had met her, oh, we have not been paying attention to the bathing suit scenes.
What was in the bathing suit scene that we missed?
Wouldn't Joss have a scar?
Oh, yeah, she should. Yeah, she should. She doesn't.
No. I don't know. I have not paid. But I feel like, but so had the first time that they had introduced Esme was there.
Yes. And she was wearing a bikini and right. You saw the scar. Then she could
then perhaps
ask.
In private asking Spencer what happened, you right. know, or something. Oh, well, that's where she had her kidney replaced from Jake, who's no longer dead.
Right.
Because it wasn't Jake. It was actually Nell.
Poor Ezra. She would be like, who, what?
Esme.
Esme. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep messing that up, just so you know.
Who wanted to name their kid? Somebody on a show, I want to say that it was Friends, when Ross and Rachel were arguing about names, because someone thought that it sounded like a sneeze. Esme.
I'm gonna.
It's a pretty name, but.
Yeah, I'm going to keep messing
Esme
it up.
Esme Prince.
Yeah. The name.
That is a name.
Yeah, I don't like her. I feel like she would still be sweeter around Laura and Nicholas, and she just kind of let everything happen around her. Like when Spencer ignored...
I don't know. I feel like we don't know enough about her yet to know her upbringing, though.
When Spencer ignored Nicholas trying to talk to him, mm-hmm. she just stood there. And I feel like you still want to do that to your boyfriend's dad. You would at least turn around and be like, nice to meet you, Mr. Cassadine. Sorry, there's some conflict going on here.
Unless she's obviously bonded with Spencer, and so she's...
She's not that bonded with Spencer if he's not telling people he has a girlfriend. He was getting ready to kiss Trina.
She's bonded with him. Doesn't sure. mean that he is bonded with her sure. as much.
I mean, yeah, there's not many guys I could think I would set a car on fire for, so.
But, so she has it in her mind of, she's on his side.
Yes.
So she's not going to bend over backwards, especially when she overheard Nicholas saying, I'm going to go torture my son.
Right.
I don't even know where to get started on that. All that to say, I think that she was just kind of like taking Spencer's side and not, she didn't care about impressing Nicholas.
I don't know that I think that Nicholas was as wrong as they were.
Are you kidding me? You would stab one of your children?
I wouldn't stab one of my children.
Would you pretend to stab one of your kids?
I wouldn't pretend to stab one of my kids.
Okay, then.
But the idea behind what he was trying to do, if it didn't involve all those other kids, I get it.
Okay, the idea?
Yes.
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 The
follow through, the, not so much. Yeah.
I think that the writing in Blacklight,
yeah,
that should have been as far as it went.
Yes.
Because there was a good chance that nobody else was going to see that. So he could have at least
done the phone call too.
But he could have at least.
Sorry.
Done. But he could have at least said, I didn't know. Okay. And with the phone call, he could justify, no I didn't think anyone else was going to be exposed to this.
Yes.
But no.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
No, having the should other you, kids be scared is not
should,
fair.
You should never, ever, ever jokingly, or not jokingly, but there was no reason for him to pretend to stab him.
No.
That, oh.
Right. Like Trina's mom disgusting. Said, that was assault. Yeah, you don't do that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I agree with and that. Every, I was not going there.
And nobody is letting him off. Right. You know, Carly is like, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Poor Laura, though, to have to even deal with it. Like, what is wrong with you?
But she, nope, she is kids first.
Yes.
That was totally wrong.
Yep.
And, but still, we're still, well, Spencer was here, so therefore he could have had nothing to do with Ava's car. No, you still could have. They're called timers.
Yes, exactly. I want to know how they got Kiki's badge, though, if she buried it. That was spooky.
What if that girl is like a... she could have made another one if it's still in the system. What if that girl's like a computer whiz or whatever? Because she obviously stole scrubs.
True.
To hang around. Let's talk about that security for a second.
Mm-hmm.
She found very nice fitted scrubs for herself.
Right.
To disguise. So, I mean, perhaps she hacked into the computer, made a badge, and...
Maybe.
I mean, you go to the local amusement park. You know that... Do you ever get the annual passes?
No.
Okay. Have you ever gotten an annual pass for anything where they print the ID for you right there?
Yes.
Okay. It takes 5 seconds.
Right.
So she very easily could have just created a new badge and...
Okay. I know this has us all over the place, but speaking of computer geniuses, why is Sam asking Dante to use his resources to trace the phone call? Why would she just not call Spinelli?
I don't No.
Obviously, Spinelli knows what to do with phones since he just erased Jax.
That was funny.
He was stupid. He should have known.
I don't blame Carly one bit.
But I don't understand why Carly didn't just erase it either. She had it in her hand.
Because it would still probably go up in the cloud, and so it would still be there. So it was probably better to have Spinelli just completely wipe out his account.
That's true.
I wonder what that's going to do to his business.
Yeah. All those pictures of Joss he's going to lose, too.
Oh, those are... I'm sure that Spinelli figured out a way to save those.
I'm sure he did. But poor Sam, just counting on Dante's people, didn't get any results. Imagine that.
But Drew's back.
Yes.
And recast.
Mm-hmm.
As aforementioned, Cameron Matheson from All My Children, which I still never really watched, but I do know that.
Oh my God. You've got to find some time to watch.
His last name's Lavery. Is he supposed to be related to Duke? On All My Children, his name was Ryan Lavery.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Now, what was his relationship to Tad?
Oh my God. Now you're like,
I need to understand the crossovers. And while we're just on the conversation of him, of Michael E. Knight, did Alex and Tad ever have a thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I forgot from our Alex Merrick side note last year. I didn't think so.
I don't think so.
But we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, I can't answer all your questions. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because we need some All My Children time.
That's probably going to be even more difficult to find. All right. So if you watched All My Children and General Hospital, I'm not going to go to Google right now because I don't have, I guess I could. That would just be a quick Google search. Hold on.
I knew the geek in you is not going to not Google it.
Nope. Is Ryan Lavery related? Hey, it even pre-populated. Ryan's father, Patrick Lavery, was a cousin of General Hospital character Duke Lavery.
There you go.
When Ryan originally arrived in Pine Valley, he was a con man who agreed to marry Jillian Andrassi in order to keep Lisa Colby from exposing his scheme. Oh, and he was married to Greenlee, and that's who played Hayden.
Yes.
Okay, so Uncle Duke.
Uncle Duke is dead.
But now he's over on General Hospital as Drew.
Right.
Billy Miller went to Bold and the Beautiful, right?
I don't know.
Eagle.
I'm sorry. I don't keep up on all the other soaps. Because then I'll get pulled into them. I told you that one day I was very confused. When
he's
all
on the Young and the
Restless. Young and the Restless? All right. I was very confused when all of our characters were on a different soap and they weren't the right names. So I can't get into that.
Oh, he was also on All My Children. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Now I'm just...
Stop getting in that rabbit hole.
Okay.
All right. I have a
he's been recast.
Place. Yes.
Yeah, where do you want to stick? Sorry. Where are we sticking?
Go ahead. You can stick with him. He's been recast. And he was smart because he got out the first time and got the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did get beat up by that guy. But did
intentionally,
it to get,
though.
Yes, to get the pen so that he could get out of his handcuffs. Not sure why he just thought of that now after being there for 2 years. All of a sudden, in 1 week, he's like, I'm going to get this done. It's been 2 years.
Hey, I could probably get the phone. He might have a pen on him.
I mean, they said that he's escaped multiple times.
Yes.
So I guess that was not the first attempt on that. But
has he really never tried to call her before?
Right.
And how did he was able to call her 3 times?
I'm surprised that he knew her number because I don't know anyone's number. If I lost my cell phone, I would never talk to you.
You don't
again.
Know Ryan's number?
No. He doesn't know mine either.
I know my husband's. That's about it. And I just learned my son's. Which is horrible. I don't know my daughters.
I know Matt's because I signed us both up at the same time. So his is only 2 digits off from mine.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And I know the kid's dad because,
I know his also.
But I don't know Ryan's.
That's funny.
I know my mom's because hers is easy. That's it.
Do you know your childhood phone number? You're thinking about it. You don't.
I'm thinking.
I know mine.
I think I do.
I know the one that we had for the longest because I moved a lot. And do you know your childhood best friend's phone number?
No.
I know. Ashley, if you're listening, I still know your phone number to your house.
Well, that's not spooky at all. I had to think for a minute because mine was in Ohio. So I had to think of the area code is different.
Oh, yesterday I was showing a house that had a rotary phone and there was only 7 digits on the for something. I was like, man, this is old school.
Aww.
It was great. Back to the show. But he mentioned Scout, and Sam mentioned Scout several times. Please, please, please have her come back and have her still be Ella.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please don't have aged her up.
She's so cute. They have to keep it. They have to. She's our buddy.
But Sam's playing dumb.
Sam's getting good at that lately, and I don't like it.
First of all, the only reason they can't date is because they're colleagues.
Nope.
When? How?
Nope.
But so do we think that Drew came back and that's going to stop the whole Dante thing? Please, 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 so. Please. Yes.
The better. He can help her find him and then all her feelings for him can come back and Dante can be around whenever Lulu wakes up.
Well, who was it that said this isn't the first phone call she's gotten from a dead man?
Right.
That's kind of sad. Like, come on. Give the woman a break.
Yeah. And her stepson came back from the dead.
Yeah.
She has a lot of issues there.
I would not think of the Metro Court for beer and snacks, though.
No, no.
Okay.
No, we had this conversation before. They should be at Charlie's.
Mm-hmm.
I did like all the ladies hanging out at the Savoy, though.
Yes, that was so cool. And poor Britt just wanted to be friends. But I thought that Terry did a good job of, that's not my invitation
right.
to extend.
Exactly. She did a very good job of saying, maybe you need to apologize. And then, yeah, they should welcome you in. We can try to make this all work.
And Epiphany tried to tell her off, and it just didn't work. She's like, darn it.
It's no fun if you're being nice. I was glad to see Epiphany back.
Yes.
And Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Nurse Spencer.
Sorry.
Nurse Spencer, if you're nasty.
Oh, my God.
That's Janet Jackson.
I know.
Okay.
I
don't know. Sometimes you don't know things. I feel like you should.
I feel like I know everything I'm supposed to know.
Mm.
You just have too much knowledge.
Can you, though?
Yes, about crazy stuff.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a trivia night between you and Ryan.
Oh, my God, that would be so much fun.
Useless information.
Yes.
No Google allowed.
It has to be themed, though.
Okay.
So we can prepare.
No.
Can we do Jeopardy?
No,
can we do Jeopardy?
Random.
We'll just do Jeopardy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to figure it out.
Because I bet that he has his strong suits and I have mine, mm-hmm. so it has to be balanced.
All right.
Okay, cool. Yes. Ryan, if you're listening, it's on.
Yep. He listens.
Okay, cool.
What's next?
I had a lot of really random. Oh, Sasha and Brando, super cute, getting the ultrasound. However, it says baby Gilmore, 38 weeks, and they're just now listening to the heartbeat. You get that done at like 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks.
I think this is the first time she let him come to it.
Okay. Because I was very confused by that. Because she's like, I also have another treat for you. And I'm like, but you should have been hearing the heartbeat at every single...
Right. That starts even before you get your ultrasounds. They're finding the heartbeat.
Yep.
Yeah, I was under the impression that was just the first time that she let Brando go. Because he said, who knew a doctor's appointment could be so exciting.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's where I am with that.
Okie dokie.
They were really cute, though.
They were.
I can't believe that they're making her... I mean, I'm sure they're going along with her actual pregnancy. But that they're making her 38 weeks already. That means we're going to have a baby in 2 weeks.
Or could have it now. It's give or take.
Yeah.
So within the next month, we're going to have a little baby Brando. So do you think it's a baby boy or a baby girl?
It's going to be a girl, I feel like. But I think it should be a boy.
To change the tides
mm-hmm.
of the Corbin name.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be Corbin Gilmore. Corbin Gilmore. Or Gilmore Corbin.
Gilmore Corbin.
It's one of those few times I'm going to agree that alphabetical does not sound better.
Yeah. Or maybe they won't do that. There to say they're knowing that?
No, that's
okay.
Just why I'm wondering.
Oh.
Because it said baby Gilmore, so.
Yeah, but that's because it's under her chart still.
Right.
Once it's actually here, then you assign its last name. So yeah, I'm assuming that they're going to just pick one. I don't know that they're going to hyphen. That's a lot for a little kid to write.
How many letters do you have in your last name? Hold on. My maiden name was 9.
Oh, okay.
And my first name is 7. You know the Scantron sheets? My name never fit. Ever. I was Shano. but it cut off like the last four letters of my last name. Yeah.
Okay.
It's why my kids have short names. It's not why my kids have short names, but it's worked out well. And I was at the end of the alphabet, and then now I'm smack dab in the middle.
I like to just keep moving up because my last name was W, so I want to keep going up. Tired of being at the
I would have been
line.
Below you. I was a Y.
Mm-hmm.
There was only two people behind me in graduation. Mm-hmm. We got the most applause, though. Everyone was glad it was over.
Yeah. There you go. what do you want next?
We had a firefighter.
One single firefighter.
But they had one.
And the police didn't show up at the same time. That's wrong. Wrong. Yeah. Wrong. And you would have had EMS there also.
Yeah.
Because it was in a parking garage.
But it was in the hospital. Would you have?
I feel like you would.
Gonna call a lifeline real quick. I'm not gonna call a lifeline.
Are all your friends like, what is wrong with you?
No, it's the same friend that I ask these questions to. Hold on.
Poor her.
Well, so while we're waiting for this answer, I did. Hold on, let me find it. It's a question. How long does it take for a body to get cold? Let's say they were poisoned. Would they be cold in an hour in a hotel room? Asking for GH research, not personal, LOL. And she responded, it depends on the environment and temperature, but typically about 12 hours. So we're just going to do a little throwback to last week when we were talking about Naomi and about how the body would not be cold yet. Correct. It would not be cold yet. So
as long as we just end every text in asking for GH, we can find out all kinds of stuff we shouldn't know.
Well, when
know.
You're texting a friend who is, oh, okay, EMS would be called.
Hold ya.
I wasn't doubting you. I was just wanted to know the answer.
Tell her I said thanks for backing me up.
Amanda says thanks for backing her up. I just wasn't sure.
Tell my knowledge of this stuff.
I just like to know. She's an actual EMT.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that if it happens outside of the hospital and the parking garage is not, it is part of the hospital, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's like an outside entity. The EMS has to handle everything first.
Interesting.
But okay. I would not swear to it, but I was pretty sure in that case. But yeah, I know that the police would have came at the same time because someone
oh, yeah, because it's arson. Fire.
So.
Well, suspected arson, especially whenever they found the gas can.
Right. But whatever.
Yes.
I'm glad that one fireman got his moment of glory.
They met the quota for the year.
Yeah.
Check box. Oh, when Laura was saying to Spencer, are you going to ask Cameron to get you a recommendation? Why can't he live above Kelly's? It's like a rite of passage.
Right.
One of those kids has to live above Kelly's, and it should be Spencer.
It should be. I agree.
We should see Spencer. We should see him completely denounced, exactly like Laura said. You cannot be asking for something with one hand and pushing him away with another.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to say, because I did side with Spencer when he said, when he was talking to Laura and Laura said, aren't you going to, like these repressed feelings? He's like, what's repressed?
Right.
Just because they're not good feelings and just because they're not in a good place doesn't mean there's anything hidden. It just means there's all the truth. Spencer now has to move on. He can't keep allowing himself to get swallowed up under that toxicness.
Right.
Toxicity.
There you go. It's a good word.
But
he said he wasn't moving out. He was looking for her. So does that mean he's going to try to stay with Laura and them? Because he didn't say he was going back to Windermere.
I don't know, because I think that Laura's right, though, that
they can't live together. No.
No. No.
No.
If your dad almost tried to stab you or did stab you, even though it was fake, you maybe should not be living with him. Ooh, Laura saying that he's becoming a Cassidy.
Yes. That was hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost as bad as Jack saying to Carly, the way you took care of Morgan. That was so mean.
That was horrible.
And I think she had a good point. What are you going to do with this recording? Are you really going to turn me in?
Right. I think that they could bring back the whole mob princess storyline now with Joss, because she's keeping her distance, but she's keeping tabs on things.
Yes.
And it's like, all right, so last night you obviously had to leave something important. Is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't need to get married, or they didn't need to get married. Mrs. Wu was like,
it's just one of you has to be in charge. That's it.
Right. So Jason coming back, like, that's not the thing. we never saw the five families say, it has to be one of you or it has to be Jason. All three of them last night said, last night. Guess what I watched it, guys.
At the last meeting,
they said
only one of you can be in charge and the other one needs eliminated.
But all of them said Carly established herself as the head of the family and all three of them accepted it. So they messed up.
Yeah, they didn't need to get married.
Nope.
Carly could have been in charge and he could have been the enforcer the same as he was for Sunny.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's just, Jason messed up.
Yep.
Although it was Carly's idea. Now they're getting married September 17th. I'm sorry. And now they're saying about how it can't be a big wedding. It has to be a small. Carly, you can throw yourself a big wedding in a month. Yeah.
Exactly. You have the Metro Court. Just pick your day.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
It's September 17th.
There you go.
Yeah.
Order some flowers. You're done.
You got the catering already booked. I'm sure that she already has a florist that works with them.
Right.
Pretty sure it'll take like 5 seconds to find a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Done. And your guest list. You have it already.
The same as all your other weddings.
Be green and just send out an e-invite.
There you go.
I don't know. They could seriously pull off a fancy wedding in 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
With them.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Not a problem.
Mm-mm.
She has half the stuff, like you said, already at the hotel.
Yep. I did like Kevin running, like kind of laying into Nick too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we're just going to get, we're seriously
we are all over the place.
I watched Monday, which is when it ended with Drew.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched nothing until last night, which we'll get into why during the reality check. And then I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning to finish the book and finish watching.
Oh, I watched everything last night and I did the book today.
You did the whole book today? Oh. I'm like, dang, good job.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, by the way, Thursday, we're going to talk about the sequel to Love in Maine, Maine Squeeze. Give me a second. I have to just cross off the stuff that I have.
All her nerd notes.
All my nerd notes. Mm-mm. Was Nicholas wearing AJ's mask? Remember when AJ came back for...
You are such a dork. I don't know.
I couldn't find it either. I
don't know.
The first thing I thought when I saw Nicholas wearing it, I was like, that's AJ's mask from when he was dressed up on Halloween when he was coming back from the dead.
I will take your word for it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I have anything else. What do you have?
Seriously?
Well, what am I supposed to be
There's like
about?
Four other things.
So go ahead. What am I missing?
Martin hitting on Anna.
Oh, that was so
I
cute.
Loved it.
That was so cute. And how jealous.
That's
Valentine
why I was wondering
was
if they had anything on.
Yeah, you made a whole song
all my
that
children.
My brain didn't do. So cute. How Valentine was jealous.
Did
I don't think so. Because he was in love with Dixie.
Alex. Oh, not General Hospital. All my children. But isn't all my children coming back? What are they going to do with all the characters if they're all coming to General Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Martin's first name is Martin because that was Tad's last name?
I don't know. I've wondered that, but I don't know that they really made that. Does it say that's why?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it just, because I didn't watch it, so I knew, I feel like I could have,
or are they gonna?
I could have pulled that name out if I really, really, really tried.
Are they going to try to say at some point that Martin's related to Edmund and them then?
Just oh, like Edmund circle. Gray.
Edmund Gray, yeah.
I think that they spell it differently, though, don't they?
Oh, maybe we did talk about this before. One's EY and one's AY.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm Edmund sorry. Gray is EY.
Yep.
Oh, but that would have been awesome.
That would have been really funny to be like,
okay.
We're connected here, and then we're connected back. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so that was it. And then Valentine.
It didn't say that Alec and him.
Oh, it didn't say it.
I don't
it, no.
think that they did. I'm pretty sure that by that time, he was established with Dixie.
Okay. Oh, I got some additional information. So it would be an automatic dispatch if the hospital is potentially in danger of catching a fire. They would probably want to have transport patients to another fire. At least that's how it will be done in our area. See, that all makes sense, though.
Transport patients to another hospital, you mean?
Yeah.
Not to another fire. That would be dangerous.
Oops.
Just going to correct you on that one. So everyone's not
Thank
like,
you.
Oh, what? No, we're going to go to a different hospital, not witness another fire.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That makes sense, though. Mm-hmm. See, putting all those pieces together, because it does not make sense to me why in the basement of a hospital, if something happened, why you just wouldn't get people from upstairs to come downstairs and help. I don't know. But that all makes sense.
Yes.
Oh, why didn't they do that in a hospital? Why didn't they evacuate the hospital? And then they would have found Esme. I've been like, I'm sorry, who are you?
True.
Hmm.
I guess that's why they didn't do it.
Yeah, maybe.
We should do our own research. Can we just put on a pair of scrubs and start walking around a hospital?
Seriously.
I feel like
I think happen. We could get a hook up on that stuff too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, so what else did I miss? Because you said I missed four or five things.
Willow seriously regrets nothing.
She's so ridiculous.
We are now into...
She regrets nothing, but yet she instantly ran to Michael and was like, I can't do this anymore. Why wouldn't you start your conversation with Chase? He obviously is giving you the opening to say something.
He gave it to both of them, too, when they walked in all flirty all over each other right in front of him. And he's like, by no means, don't stop what you're doing on my account.
Right. What do you think he meant by that, kids? Come on.
Right. Like, maybe they could have tripped over their words a little bit more instead of, oh, well, we were just talking about Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, they've...
Mm. She was very careful, though, that she didn't say, I love you, or that I want to be with you. She just said, I don't regret the stuff.
I don't feel like she gave that... She didn't say those words, but she was not saying it. She wasn't...
I feel like she's going to justify herself by the fact that she didn't say it, though.
Except for she said everything that implies it.
I agree.
Like, I don't regret marrying you. Oh, gee. That
I just regret the fact that you didn't die like you were supposed to.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And I love her. And I feel bad for what they're doing to her right now.
Yeah. Brooklyn seeing that she can walk, or he can walk.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. She was sitting in his wheelchair like, what are you doing?
Yep. And ooh, she gave Willow a good look too, though.
Yes. I like her.
I do too.
She's becoming, except for the whole has somebody else's baby and passing it off as hers, she's becoming a good moral character for everyone else, but just not herself.
But even that, she is doing for absolutely the right reasons.
Yes.
If you and I would both do the same thing.
Absolutely.
If we were in that predicament. But you can see that it's just tearing at her. Oh, Valentine had baby formula on him.
So cute.
I think she is going to tell him. I really, really do.
I hope so. Because I think, like we've said 1,000 times, he would protect her.
Yeah.
So they need
He's going to
gonna
be mad as anything. But I think that he'll deal with that after everything is settled. I like that Chase went and found those papers, though, and called Austin about it.
You like that?
I mean, he has, like Ned even said, if that was actually a conversation, that because Tracy's the one who intercepted the whole thing and changed the whole thing. Yes, I like it.
But I think it should have been Ned that went and looked for it and found it.
Ooh, wouldn't that have been great if Ned had walked in on Chase looking for it and been like, what are you doing?
Right. Ned should have been the one that originally looked for it, though, because he said, I want to right the wrong that Tracy did. So if you knew that probably somewhere in your house was a paper that was going to right the wrong.
Where would grandfather keep all of his important business papers?
Would you just sit there and be like, I wish I knew.
It's if only he had his own dedicated room. Full of stuff that we have not touched in almost 10 years.
Right.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. And then we don't have to get into all the Mike and Nina stuff, although he's starting to see face.
Yes, he had a memory. But that really was, I don't even know why they bothered putting that in there this week. Because it was dumb. It was just that one little blip of, let's go through Lenny's stuff. Okay.
To see the wedding photo so that he had a flashback to his wedding day.
But they could have done that next week and focused more on, because Maxie just came back. So they could have done a whole thing starting on Monday with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a clip. Maxie maybe showing up was a cliffhanger, but then looking through Lenny's stuff wasn't really a cliffhanger.
No, it was Maxie was the cliffhanger.
Right. So that was the only time we saw them all week. Right? We haven't seen them since last week when Lenny died.
Yeah, I guess it was Friday.
So I would have just held it till next week.
Yeah.
I would have showed Maxie knocking on a door, but an undistinguished door. And then it'd been like, dun, dun, dun. Okay, now we're closing for the week. Or
I like her opening up the door and seeing Maxie more. Maxie just knocking on a door isn't really a cliffhanger.
You wouldn't know where she was.
You would assume that she was going to see Felicia. That if that had been the thing, that's what I would have assumed.
But that would have been a wrong assumption, which is the whole point of Friday cliffhangers.
True.
So there you go.
Drew calling would have been a great cliffhanger. That was a great Monday cliffhanger.
That was, yeah.
That's why I was really upset that I did not get back to watching until Saturday.
I see.
Yes. But that's all that I have. A lot of nerdy stuff.
I love your
nerd
facts.
I don't think I missed anything.
So we'll remember it before next week and conclude it there.
Exactly. Because we can do that because it's our show. We can go back 3 weeks if we want to.
Exactly.
Before we get into reality check, let me just double check. Okay, we have no further updates from our
EMS source.
Correct. Morgan, if you're listening, thank you.
She's not listening.
She's not, but she... Do you remember when we first started, ish, and I said, I have a friend who works in this that I think that would be fun to have her watch things?
Yes.
It's her.
Yes. She should do that. That's for who, us.
So we wanted to have her watch some of General Hospital and tell us how accurate or inaccurate it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay.
We can just message her questions instead. And as long as we say it's for GH, not that we actually kill someone, we're all good.
Not really going to stab someone in the back of the neck with poison and kill them. But if I were to, how long would you expect the body to be cold or still warm? All right.
Do-do-do. Reality check. Am I going first?
Yep.
I'm not going to trigger you, but it was back to school week for my kids. And it went off like super smoothly. I was impressed. I woke up to take the picture of Megan that you have to take every school year and her getting up without Emily. Oh my God. It was so quiet. So much so that Friday, I thought she didn't wake up. Like I was getting up ready to start screaming about why is it that she hadn't gone to school and she was already up and gone. So good job, Megan. Yes. So much quieter than last year. And Madeline had a great day. I'm just sad. She's in third grade. I'm not ready.
I can't believe she's in third grade already.
And she so wanted to be like Megan. She's like, can you straighten my hair?
I saw that on Facebook. I'm like, can your girl stop growing?
Yes, exactly. So, and she didn't have her glasses on because they're lost somewhere in my house. But those always made her look a little bit younger and cuter.
Because she has kid glasses.
Yes. And so without the glasses, I was like, you seriously look too old with your hair all straight. And she's all about the leggings. And even whenever she picked out jeans, she wanted the ones with the rips in them because that's what the big kids have. And I was like, can you just stop? I don't like this. I want to still buy the cute little shirts with like butterflies on them and My Little Pony and stuff. And she's
going to say there's nothing wrong with butterflies as you're older. Maybe My Little Ponies. Although I used to have a Care Bear shirt as an adult.
I would totally rock a Care Bear shirt.
I don't fit in it anymore.
That's a shame.
It is. It is.
Sorry to hear that. But anyway, so yeah, that was really all the excitement this week. Getting ready for that. First day of school. Whatever. Can't believe I have a third grader and a 10th grader. So.
Yeah.
Feeling old. That's okay.
My daughter doesn't start until this Wednesday. And we took my son to college on Friday. And I actually did. Thursday was hard because that was the day that everyone around here started school and a friend of ours daughter started kindergarten. So I'm getting all weepy over, I remember that, you know, and I was a single mom when my kids started school and I have a lot of regrets and just feel like I missed a lot of stuff. And they tell me all the time, they don't remember me not being there, even though I was either in school and working in the evenings or working my quote 9 to 5 and also working on the weekends and evenings as a server or bartender. But they say that they don't remember me not being there. They remember me being there. So I'm like, okay, as long as you guys remember, but I remember these things.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of guilt about it. And then it wasn't, I did okay. I took my daughter to work. Her work is like right next to my office. So I did some office work. We have our office meetings on Thursday afternoons. And then I got home. He was doing his laundry and I lost it. I started bawling because I'm like, you're packing, you're actually doing this. And I forget what I did. I think I seriously kind of just like, I was in avoidance.
Yeah.
I was just like, nope, going outside. Gonna go. I think I went in the pool.
How long when you actually moved him in on Friday, did it take you to move him in?
Not long at all.
Okay. I have a friend that has a daughter in college and a son in college. And she was like, daughter going off to college, 2 weeks of packing, 4,000 new bins, labels on everything, 8 to 10 hour day to move in, blah, blah, blah. Son packs the night before, nothing new, and move in about an hour, and you're done.
Correct.
I was like, oh my God, that's funny.
100%. Because I was kind of getting on him because I was like, how are you not packed yet? Because I remember I was like, get me out of here. And I was packed pretty much the day I graduated and ready to go. He had two totes, two storage totes that he put his stuff in. One of them had his bedding in it. So,
yeah.
Right. Hardly anything else. He brought all of his art stuff and then clothes and a laundry basket. Oh, he grabbed his suitcase. ooh, I don't know if we left a suitcase up there. We might have. So he had those two storage totes, his suitcase and a laundry basket.
Sounds about right.
And I'm pretty sure one of the storage totes is what was full of his art supplies. I think that his clothes were just in his suitcase. And then when I came home, so he put together his bedding. And one of my friends was like, did you put together his bed? I feel like that's a rite of passage. I was like, no, I put away his cleaning stuff. And when I came out, he had his bed made. And so Thursday night when he said goodnight to me, though, is when my eyes hurt so bad Friday. I just cried like all day. Aww. Thursday, I cried like all day. Friday morning, we didn't leave until about 10. And college is about 2 hours away. Move-in was until 2. We got there, had to do the check-in thing. Probably got up there about 12:30. He was ready to go back downstairs at 1:30.
Aww.
So then they had like a parent session and then convocation. And then at the end of convocation, when they were basically like, okay, go say bye to your kids. And I'm like, what? And then he and I just walked ahead of my husband and my daughter as we were walking back to his dorms. And he has great dorms. And then we didn't even walk him to the door. I was just like, nope. I was like, I can't go down there. But my daughter hadn't really been talking about how she was going to feel. And they're only 17 months apart. And even though she was 6 months old when their dad and I separated, even if I haven't spent a holiday with them or a birthday with them, they've spent it together.
Right.
So, and then she started crying when she said bye to him. And that killed me. And then we got a picture of the two of them and she goes, our last picture. I was like, it's not your last picture. But then I was like, this is what she's been thinking, because I haven't been pushing it, because I didn't want to push it on her,
right?
Because I didn't want to push it. So that was hard, but I cried a little bit on the way home, but I really haven't cried very much since he downloaded Marco Polo and has been sending me messages, so it's been helpful.
Oh, that's cute.
They were learning how to gamble last night. He sent me a video of him playing blackjack with fake money. He's like, I'm gambling. I'm like, good luck. Is this a school sanctioned function? He's like, yeah. He's like, we played with fake money. I was like, okay, good.
Don't lose all your lunch money.
Seriously. But we'll see. Tomorrow starts classes. So
yay.
For me to not reach out and be like, hi, how you doing? Because they're like, you need to let them go.
Yes.
Which I don't like it. But we'll see. Right now, I'm on a good place.
You did good.
I'll be a hot mess in a couple days.
You did good. I mean, it's a process. Matt didn't go away to college, so I had him for a couple extra years. But even just him moving out to his dad's house, which I feel like is not that huge of a transition.
Out
even.
Of yours.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I bawled like a baby. And I still every once in a while will be like, I miss Matt. And the girls are like, what is wrong with you?
You miss your person being there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
And boys are different. As I know I say it all the time, yeah. And I'm sorry. But
now
it's
I'm
going to
cry.
True. Yeah. Boys are different.
They are.
So.
I mean, I'll do the same thing if my daughter goes to school, but.
Oh, absolutely.
There's
something special. And the firstborn, like,
yeah.
The combination of all that. Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
It sucks. Just put it out there. If you have kids, make them stay little.
Yeah. If someone can figure out how to do that, let me know.
Yes. All right. So Thursday, we're going to talk about the sequel to the book that we talked about last week, Love in Maine. The book is called Maine Squeeze.
But this time it actually says it's by Molly Lansing Davis instead of by Connie Falconeri, if you're trying to look it up and read it before Thursday.
And it's only available on Kindle.
Oh, which I hated, by the way.
Yeah. I had to bust out my tablet that I hardly use. And
I did it on my phone and it was just not working.
That's why I bust out my tablet. I'm like, nope, I need to at least still feel like I might have a book there. So
yeah, no.
Had to update it. I apparently haven't used it in almost 2 years.
Oh my.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.